Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chris Sirach is here. Chris is back. I'm not Chris. Gary Sirach. Chris was the other guy. Gary Sirach. You know, when you get old, you start conflating things. Gary is his name, folks. Our good friend Gary. If I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life, folks. I've been telling you that for a long time. He's the president of Sirach Financial Services. By the way, he's not confused about who he is. It's a family-owned business specializing in financial planning and helping clients just like you with their teams, with their people, with their financial resources. He's our good friend, Gary, not Chris, Gary Sirach. Welcome back, Gary.
Thanks, Jim, and I have been called worse, by the way.
Do you guys laugh do your people laugh at you up there? I mean,
my employees laugh at me
all the time because, you know.
Yeah. I am a constant sense of humor for them. They just smile sometimes, and then when I leave, I'm sure they just bust a gut. So, yeah.
Well, like I said, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. Hey, Gary, one of the things – welcome back. I'm glad you're here. And by the way, folks, Gary is the author of The American Dream Revisited and also If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Those are two of his books. So, Gary, we're in a situation right now that's as desperate as I've seen probably in my career. And that is such a tough time for employers. We can't find the number or the quality of individuals that we need that we want to hire. We've got high standards, and we can't meet those numbers or standards as much as we need to. So we got the supply side challenge getting people to join us, and then we have the other side, the leakage side, where our good people are being poached. I had a lady on in the last couple of weeks who works for Corporate America. She runs a team for Corporate America, and she's shorthanded. And I said, "What happened?" She said, "My own company poached my people." So,
yeah,
I mean, that's
remarkable.
How desperate it is. They're eating their own. They're eating their own babies. So,
yeah.
So, as a small business, we really are behind the eight ball. We're having a tough time because we don't have the resources. We don't have the glamorous, fancy schmancy benefit packages that they do. But there are some things we can do to tie our key people and to attract new people to us, probably a lot more than we know. Tell us about some of those.
And that's really true, Jim. In fact, the reason that I wanted to talk about this today is because I just had a situation where a client of mine lost one of their key people, and the offer the other people made was better, but it wasn't great. And the reality of it was, it was close enough, but it was enough money the guy left. It was like $20,000.
Yeah.
And for $20,000,
that would get my attention.
Not a ton of money. Yeah, but it got his attention. And it wasn't a ton of money to the guy that owned the company, but he lost him and he wasn't able to salvage it. So he came to me and he says, "Okay, Gary, we can't do this again. We have
right.
to fix this." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Here's how you fix it." So first of all, what I recommended is that he put in a key man deferred comp plan. Basically key person, because in this case it's a woman, and it could be anybody. But the point is, what happens is we build up a fund for them, and we attract them, and we pay them we agree on the salary, but we also put extra cash into this plan with the whole idea that it's a golden handcuff. It keeps them there. If they walk away, they lose the funds. If they stay, they get the funds,
mm-hmm.
and there's a death benefit tied to it. But what happens, Jim, is every time I've done that, and I've done this for many, many, many years, I think I've lost two people total that have cashed out their plan early.
Hmm.
And the reason for that is because they have a tie there, and some of those ties are very strong six-figure ties. They're not going anywhere.
Well, yeah, and that's an important thing to remember. And the thing is, though, this is real benefit for those people. You're not holding them hostage. But you are telling them, okay, this is an opportunity that I've invested in your future, so you don't have to as much, And it includes death benefits, right? Because, and you know, absolutely. You say, you know, if something happened, you know, your family will benefit from this, and so it's a quid pro quo of a lot more sophisticated nature than just saying, you know, that you're working for me because you love being here.
Absolutely. So let me give you a great example. Tomorrow, I have a retirement party. One of my employees who helped me start the company, basically she's retiring, and we have a bunch of people coming. We're doing a retirement dinner for her. She has a deferred comp plan with me that I put in 28 years ago. There's a lot of money in that plan.
Wow.
And when she walks away, she's going to get her deferred comp, plus she gets her 401k, plus some other things, and a really nice overnight at a place, and a bunch of other stuff. But she deserves it. She's been with me she's put up with me for 28 years, Jim. that in itself is, you know.
So who decides what the vesting, when the vesting happens? Is there a date certain that you put on the thing out there?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. The government has gotten into it because of the Enron situation years ago, but the government's involved. But even with the government, you can work around them to make it so it works for you. At least we've been able to do that. The one I'm working on right now for a client, it's a 10-year deal. He's got to be there 10 years. The mm-hmm. cool part of it, though, is to get his money in the 11th, 12th, and 13th, he also has to remain employed at the same company. We have that guy tied up for 13 years.
Right.
And it's for a lot of money, and he isn't going anywhere. You know, he's going to walk away with serious bucks and $100,000 mm-hmm. a year for 3 years in a row. That's real money. And so what happens is you can do different schedules for different people. You can have different amounts for different people, total flexibility. And what I'm finding is that not very many people work in that arena. They just don't go there because it is complex.
And it also requires you to have a successful company that's profitable because you're having to fund this. I mean, a lot of companies out there that want to keep their people don't operate their businesses well enough. They don't maximize their margins. They don't put enough on the bottom line, or they pay themselves so much of the money that they don't have any money to invest in something like this. Am I right?
You are completely correct. No, Jim, 100%. I met with a client last week, and it was exactly that scenario. He's got two key people, and I recommended funding him, and he's just taken so much money out of the company that he's got no money left in. And he said, well, I don't have any money to do that. I said,
and that's
okay,
his business, but don't come crying to us if he can't keep good people.
Right. And so I said, let me ask you this. I said, let's say that your guy walks across the street, gets hit by a Budweiser truck. I said, what's that do to your company? And he looks at me and he says, wow, that would really screw me up.
I don't even want to think about that.
Which
brings me to the other way of thinking about this, which we'll talk about on the other side of the break, folks. There's another way to think about, especially getting poached. This poached thing is very serious. Right back with Gary Sirach. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.